Micha Perek Dalet Pasuk Aleph, Beis, and Gimel are actually almost identical to Nevuah that recurs elsewhere in Yeshaya Perek Beis, Psukim Beis through Hay. And this is remarked upon by the Ibn Ezra. Ein Safek Kizos HaNeviyah La'asid. There's no question that this is a Nevuah that for what is to come eventually. There are differences in the wording, there are differences in the phrasing. But otherwise, this is very close. It will be at the end of days. So long after the terrible destruction of Tion Yerushalayim that we predicted at the end of Perek Gimel, now comes consolation. Yiyahar Beis Hashem Nachon Berosh Haharim. The mountain of Hashem's house, of the Beis HaMikdash, will be firmly established at the top of the mountains. Again, we know that Hadrian lowered Har HaBayis. So even though it was supposed to be higher than the other mountains, and originally was, he chopped off the top of it so that it would be lower. And that's a physical and spiritual reminder to us of the lowered status of what at one time was the holiest place in the world. Still is, but... And we said before, at the very last words of Pasuk Yud Beis in Perek Gimel, V'har HaBayis Levamos Ya'ar, like the high places of a forest. But now it's going to be Berosh HaHarim. V'nisahu Migivaos, and it'll be raised above all of the hills. So all the other hills, Radak says, that they used to honor, and they used to exalt, and they used to daven to Avodah Zarah, now the Har HaBayis towers over them. V'noharu Alav Amim, and peoples shall stream upon it, gathering like rivers, Zikrashi, flowing into the sea. Which is a great phrase in current events nowadays, rivers and seas. All wrong, but what are you going to do with the people we live among? Beis v'holchu goyim rabim. Many nations are going to go. V'amru, and they're going to say, L'chu v'nale el har Hashem. Come, let us go up to the mountain of Hashem, of God. They'll beis Elohei Yaakov, into the house of the God of Yaakov. This is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, as I say a lot. V'yoreinu midrachav. Let him teach us of his ways. Can you imagine? I make a lot of comparisons to current events because in the time in which we live, I'm sort of mind-boggled. The idea that the UN is going to send a giant commission to come and say, let's go to the Har HaBayis and let's learn from HaKadosh Baruch Hu how to be more like the Jews. Can you imagine? Nick Fuentes, Tucker Carlson. What's that woman? Candace something? The people who say the most venal, terrible, horrifying things about the Jewish people. Can you imagine them saying, can we learn from the Jews now? V'yoreinu midzerachav. V'nelcha ba'orchosav. Let us follow and go in his paths. Ki, oh, beautiful pasuk. You know this pasuk. Everybody's singing together. Ki mitzion teitzei sora udvar Hashem Yerushalayim. Out of Tzion, the Torah is going to come forth, and the word of Hashem from Yerushalayim. If we counted up all the times that we sang that sentence, just on Simchas Torah alone, Sefer Micha already is part of your bones and your marrow, as we said in the previous parak. The word of Hashem, the Torah of Hashem is coming out of Tzion, the word of Hashem is coming out of Yerushalayim, and the people want to go to the source. The people, the Gaiasha people, the other nations, the ones who have... You know, how are you going to give? I've always wondered about this. It says that the great-grandsons of Haman were learning in Bnei Brak. How do they give them shishi? How does somebody want to be the chavrusa of Ben Beno Shel Haman? How do you forgive these terrible Palestinian protesters and they now come to Yerushalayim saying, teach us Torah? Gimel v'shafat bein amim rabim. And he will judge between many peoples. Now this is Moser, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the Mashiach, well, not HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says that the Melech HaMashiach is going to judge these nations. V'ochiach lagoyim atzumim ad rachok. And he'll reprove, he'll give Moser to the mighty nations far away. All kinds of people in Australia and New Zealand have a lot to say about the Jews. Since when did the Jews impact them? All the people of Montreal who have run, they would love to have anti-Semitic pogroms in France. And the Mashiach is going to have a lot to say to them. V'kisesu charvoseihem li'itim. Similar idea, different phrase. They're going to beat their swords into plowshares, into plows, meaning the blade that cuts into the ground, say some of the Mefarshim. Radak says it's a shovel. They're going to beat their swords into shovels. Vachaniso sehem lemazmeros. And they will beat their spears into pruning hooks that you prune vines with and trees with. Velo yisu goy el goy cherev. Oh, more songs. And no nation will lift the sword against nation. Not even the Jewish people, not even the Goyish people. Ukraine and Russia will sing and dance and do the waltz. Velo yilmedun od milchama. If you hear Yeshiva Boys Choir in your head, Miami Boys Choir, probably this one. Sing along. And they won't learn war anymore. Dalet v'yashvu ish tachas gafno v'sachas te'ino. So these are very famous words. We weren't even aware we were learning Micha. And each man will sit under his vine and under his fig tree in peace. You don't have to go to war because there's no poverty. There's no lack of food. Everybody's got everything they need. V'sachas te'ino so ve'in macharid. And no one will make them move. No one will make them move to go to war. No weapons of war are going to cause any kind of disturbance. The Uzis are going to be melted down. Everybody's going to make jewelry out of the iron dome shells that fall. We're doing that already. Kifi Hashem tzavakos tiber. The mouth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu has spoken. Lo yisagoy el goy cherev. Good stuff. Good stuff.